How now, peace? Quieting the oppressor. Suppose Earth itself can help make peace on Earth. In your lifetimes, starting right now, the end of violence, the end of the barbaric age. Consider the oppressor. I picture Earth so mesmerizingly charming that they flip to peace in the choice between dirty, ugly war and tyranny, or the beauty of pink spring buds and the air filled with a kind of enchantment, a lullaby, a lightness in the air, placed there by people like you and me, placing our joyful thoughts into the consciousness field of Earth, the mass consciousness, into the soil, into the sky, into the water kingdom too. I see the Earth hold their hand and ask, wouldn't you rather breathe my lightness and brightness? Feel my trees lean toward you as you walk among them? Let birds come rest on your shoulder? Feel being part of me rather than hurt others on me? Your brothers and sisters all over Earth send their joy and kindness into Earth for you too, to remember that we are all kin on Earth, among the billion planets in this galaxy, and the billion galaxies in this universe. We are kin here. And for those so stubborn as to still terrorize, I picture Earth stirring up weather to keep the attackers isolated, stuck, weapons melting, breaking, falling into sinkholes, protecting the peacekeepers and hindering the attackers. I picture the oppressors on a pedestal, like a dish. I see them shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. Them and their weapons shrinking, like teensy tiny toys. Their voices high and shrill, and more distant, like little squeaking mice, vanishing to specks of dust. For all of Earth people, call for peace on Earth now, and living Earth hears.